I notice that you're sitting alone here. Lovely lady, may I talk with you a while? Your vibrations tell me you're lonely, so afraid to share the love you hold inside. Don't keep on hiding your feelings, because someone took advantage of your heart. Love is for sharing and giving, so cheer up and make another start. 'Cause I too have been hurt. Many times I thought that love would stay, always seemed to drift away, but always, no, you must go on. Your smile's like the sunshine at play, reaching out to brighten up my day. Feeling such beauty in many ways, my compliments to you, if I may. Sweet lady, someone's out here waiting for you, with open arms to see you through. Just take my hand, baby, and let me show you what real love can do. Because I, too, have been hurt. Many times I thought that love would stay, always seemed to drift away, but always. Must go on, go on. I too have been hurt. I thought that love would stay, always seemed to get away, but always, no, you must go on. Girl, you must go on, go on. Listen, I'm the one who loves you, and I'm the one who needs you, baby.
Must go on.
Let me surround you with my everlasting love.
Must go on.
Must go on. Go on. Put your hand in mine and leave your tears behind. Come on. Unlock your heart.
Wow, it goes out to my special lady out there tonight, Janae. Thank you. That's Janae. We got to take a break there, but we're going to talk about that and how that ties into the Logan Square Soul Stew, right?
All right.
Okay, we're going to take a break for the news, so hold that romantic thought. We'll be back after this on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. Here we are with our friend John Seba, owner of Logan Hardware Records. John, I pride myself on being organized and well-researched for a segment, but I have no idea what's going on in this segment. So tell
Well, I'll say that's first. Like Allison here, she said it's typical Logan Hardware. So you just got kind of caught up in this tornado, and it kind of works this way, too. We run in packs,
yeah.
So it sort of happens, you know.
So we want to talk about the Logan Square Soul Stew, which is happening next Saturday at 2 o'clock. But before we lose that vibe... That was such a wonderful, ooh. Got me. What was that song you did there, Janie?
Janai,
yeah.
Yeah, it was it's entitled You Must Go On.
And what's the history of that song?
The history of that song is actually a true story. I was on stage one night, I was touring with the original Temptations one night, and after the show was over, I'm talking about on guitar, because I'm a guitarist. And I noticed a little situation out there in the audience after the crowd had cleared, and it was between this young lady and this guy, you know. And long story short, you know, I was feeling like, wow, man, that was kind of deep, you know. So he walked out, left her sitting there, man, and she was looking, sitting there with the blues like BB or somebody, man, you know. So I walked over and just said, hey, you all right? You know, and we talked, and in the midst of the conversation, you know, it's just an uplifting situation. And after it was over, I went back to my packing up my equipment, and I started writing lyrics, you know. And by the time I got home, I ended up finishing You Must Go On lyric-wise, and by the time daybreak, the music was done.
So, You Must Go On. We were talking, right. I mean, the vibe, the feel of that, I mean, that would be a great, you should sell that to Viagra. That would be a great You Must Go On.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, now How do you fit into the whole Logan Square Soul Stew? Let's make this connection.
We had, kind of our place is a gathering spot for a lot of people. Jerome here, who runs Past Due and Still Music, you know, comes in the store and hangs out. And he had been working on this project of Lab Productions. It was Larry Dixon's label, kind of a unsung hero of Chicago R&B from like early 70s all the way into the 80s.
Star time, Larry Dixon and LAD Productions, Inc., Chicago, 71 to 87. Okay.
And Jerome, it's funny because people are like, how did that happen? Jerome made it happen and worked with Larry Dixon to put this out. And it's this epic collection. It's a double CD, but that's not even all. There's a 10 7-inch box set and a 5LP box set. It's just a beautiful package. And he had had that coming out. And we all kind of have the same problem. Getting gigs or doing events and stuff in town is just really hard. You know, I used to do some soul reviews and, Jerome's been DJing for years, and we were trying to put together something for Larry up north, and it's just impossible. So we have the store, and we kind of just wanted to put something together. And I've been bugging you for at least a year now, doing a book thing at the store for your book.
Thank you, because I'm so publicity shy. But yeah, we are going to do something.
And that's a big part of it, with kind of the driving thing and that. And then I was like, we got Larry. And he didn't have a gig, so we're like, let's do this up here. Ralph coming into town because we're working on something, and you know Ralph. And we figured we'd do that. And Arit from Windy City Soul Club has Jethro. He was here tonight, a good friend of his. Jethro just put out a book. It's his diary of the Northern Soul years. He was there at Wigan Casino and the Catacombs and all these places from way back when. And he kept a great diary of everything and just put that out self-published. And, you know, we're talking about how he was having a hard time getting the books in places, and we just kind of wanted to jam it all together. You know, it's so we kind of decided to do this big event at the store, kind of our gathering place. We all kind of hang out, and we're going to have Larry and friends play. Got Ralph Jackson coming up playing with some of his friends from up here.
Okay. Now, it starts at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock,
December 10th at Logan Hardware Records, 2532 West Fullerton Avenue. Food by Chef Daddy.
Chef Daddy.
Tell us about Chef Daddy.
Awesome restaurant on the near west side. It's Austin and Lake. Guy came up from St. Louis. His family had three restaurants down there in St. Louis and came up here to open up something. I just had some brisket tonight. It's amazing. So we're going to have some food from them. Goose Island gave us some beer. We got DJs, like a lot of Arit's here from Windy City Soul Club. They're celebrating their 8th anniversary that night, so he's DJing. Jive and Ivan from the store. Dijon here, who drew the poster for it. Looks a little sleep over there. He's DJing.
Doesn't make me feel too good. Doing a radio show and somebody's over there sleeping.
He's the compad in the box.
Peace.
And we're going to have Ruby Andrews is going to come out, who we were able to connect with at the Larry Show in Dalton, which was great. You know, it was great getting to hang out with her, and she's going to come out and hang out and support Larry and friends. And, you know, we're just going to have a big party. You're going to be there with your book.
Yeah, signing. I'll be signing with Paul Nacken, the photographer.
And Paul, exactly.
People's Place, Soul Food, Civil Rights Movement.
I just want to hear you say it.
Yeah, and Jethro, you'll be signing your book, They Danced All Night. So it's gonna be a great – it starts at 2. How long does it go?
Well, 2, we're going to have DJs. Get the groups probably playing by 4, you know. People could, you know, meet Ruby and Larry and Ralph and Jethro. Get signed, you know, the box sets will be there, available. It's going to be a good time.
Tell us, Jerome, I was listening to this, and I'm a big fan of this music, but it just, you know, and I know the guys in Numero Group, and I know the stuff you've done with Rabbit Factory and stuff. It just, you keep digging and digging and digging and digging, and you still keep finding stuff, you know. So Larry Dixon, I didn't know much about him. I was playing this. So tell us about this project and how it came to be.
It's actually the same for me. I didn't know anything about Larry Dixon up to 2.5 years ago. I had a DJ gig in Toronto, and a friend of mine in Toronto played me a track from Larry Dixon. And he's like, do you know this guy from Chicago? And I'm like, I have no idea. So I told him, well, I'm going to go back home and I'm going to find Larry. And the day after I came back, I found Larry, called him. And
how'd you find him?
Online.
Just online?
Yeah. I found his number online. He had a few tracks on TuneCore. And then we started meeting, and I went to his house in Southland, and I think I went there probably 20 times in 8 months. And we talked, and I got kind of convinced him to try to do this project. The idea was really about telling him, why don't we tell your story? Why don't we let people know who you are and what you've done for these years, and you've been self-producing everything, you are independent, and, you know, you've got fantastic talent, the music is amazing, your band members are amazing, but nobody knows about you. So why don't we preserve that, remaster everything, make it really beautiful, the way it should be. And we wrote the story with Jacob Arnold, that's a really wonderful writer from Chicago, and that's really what the project is about, and it took 2 years.
It's an interesting period, and this is for everybody on the panel. I'm a big fan of 60s soul music, and then he's here in 1971 to 87 when soul and kind of R&B is kind of getting hit by the disco thing and stuff. Tell me what was going on musically in that period for artists like this.
Well, this is really wonderful, actually, because this compilation of reissues of Larry really shows what the evolution of music was in terms of soul, and you've got the soul, you go into the modern soul, and the disco mixed together, and then you have boogie funk at the end in the 80s. I think the way Larry says it is, for him it's all soul, because we've asked him the same question: what do you think about the change? You know, you went from pure 71 Chicago soul to disco, and then you went into funk and boogie. And what he was saying is like, well, it's just, you know, going from one block to another. It's, you just have to do it with soul. It's the same music.
As a performer, Janie, I mean, what did you encounter that? I mean, what happened in the mid 70s, late 70s? I just did this book about disco demolition, you know, and I really kind of disagree with the premise of the book. We get into it at the end of the book, but disco didn't die. It actually, getting into a whole other thing, it gave birth to house, but it really, you know, Madonna.
Yeah, it was a great foundation.
Yeah. Yeah, so tell me what was happening musically during this period.
During the 70s?
Yeah, mid-70s, early 80s.
Be more a little distinct. You know, give me a more description of what you... What area,
I mean,
you
were
know,
you
like.
Singing disco? Were oh, you singing
oh, my
soul?
Life, oh, my
yeah,
life.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, in the 70s, actually, I was in a band locally in Gary, Indiana, called The Lost Weekend, and where we released our own single. And it went it did pretty well, you know. And in 77,
what kind of music was that?
It was, I guess you would say, it was soul music, soul R&B, disco, kind of with a funk type flavor and a jazz undertone. You
a
know?
Sweet soul kind of feel.
Yeah, bit, yeah. Right? You know, and outside of that, I did a lot of touring. You know, I opened for like Ramsey Lewis's jazz band, and I also toured with B.B. Albert, Muddy Waters. Curtis Mayfield's band, The Emotions, Al Green's band, The Original Temptations, and a lot of other
groups. So you still had a pocket in all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Jethro, you talk about, and I know we're going to be up against time here, but you, in your book, you talk about the Northern Soul movement.
Yeah, that's
now tell the listeners what Northern Soul is.
It's best to describe it as simple as I can, because in America, you've never heard of it. The only people who know about Northern Soul are the people in the record shop. So for the general public, DJs from England came to America in 1967, went to your junk shops and all your warehouses and started collecting dirty, dusty records, put them on the plane, get them back out of here. Started to play them in England, in the clubs in the north of England. And that's how it got its name, Northern Soul, because kids from the north of England used to visit the record shops in London. These DJs were coming to America with these records, putting them to one side for them. So it became to be known as Northern Soul because it was soul music from America played in the north of England. And some cracking Northern Soul tracks. One is The Velvets, I'm Gonna Find Me Somebody. That power and drive of that music just pushes you onto the dance floor.
And your book chronicles your life as a dancer. So at the end, you talk, we were the first ever dancers to appear on a British television Dancing the Northern.
Yeah, what we did was we started our own style. My style was gymnastics mixed with fast footwork. Now, that sounds crazy, but we were doing that style of dancing in 1973, and we'd already been doing this about a year and a half before breakdancing got to America, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breakdancing come after us. We were the first to start to do that. Gymnastics, not standing in a circle. Gymnastics mixed with fast footwork to the sounds of Larry Watson, you know, the Cooperettes, Shingling, the Contours, A Little Misunderstanding, Alice Clark, You Hit Me, Larry Santos, You've Got Me Where You Want Me Now, Jerry Williams, If You Ask Me, a massive Northern classic sound.
All right, we got to take a break for some spots. You want to do one more song before we cut out of here at 11?
Not a problem.
Okay, all right, we're going to be back with some more music after this on WGN 720.
Cherish forever, someone to make things right. You're my very special lady, that one in a million. I would never give you up, not for all the just to keep you loving me. I could never get enough, oh girl, of what you can do to me.
Irresistible,
irresistible. Yes, you are, oh so fine.
Irresistible,
irresistible. You're mine. Little lady, you know your loving drives me crazy. I lose my self-control when I'm holding you in my arms. I never, never, ever want to let you go. A romantic evening near the fireplace, wine and dine by candlelight. Let's take a shower together. We can make sweet love all night.
That's
Spicy.
It's a great way to end.
Not before 11 o'clock.
Take a shower together right here on Nocturnal Journal.
Well, we're that our poster. That almost brings us both full back to the soul.
Now, when was that? What period was that? We're talking about soul music.
Wow. We're talking like 99.
99.
What's that song about?
Yeah.
Well, this song basically was about a personal situation.
It's good.
You know.
So, John, I met you in 2006, Rabbit Factory.
Yeah, yeah.
We're Larry Brown fans. Real quick.
The big Larry Brown fan. I was working with this archive from a studio in Alabama called The Sound of Birmingham. And at the time, you know, working with Ralph Jackson is playing and Roscoe Robinson and hearing all these stories about these guys, there were like the biggest obstacle to their success seemed like getting there in some way. And the South seemed to be what was holding them back in some way, no matter what it was, like transportation, race, whatever. And I was reading The Rabbit Factory at the time, which I kind of found the theme of that in that book, because it's about these like four or five situations around Memphis. And like all of them, it's like kind of collide, but they're all struggle seems the South, like whatever it is in the South that keeps them from getting to their goal. And I kind of want, and Larry had passed, Larry Brown had passed. And I just kind of wanted to have it sort of an homage to him in a way, because I felt that that kind of stuff that he was writing about was what these guys that I was working with had dealt with, and that was their story.
Larry Brown, a great, great, great writer, you know. And that, for everybody on the panel, I mean, that's what I wanted to ask you before we close it up here, is that what about this event, Logan Square, Soul Stew, December 10th, starting at 2 o'clock at Logan Hardware Records, 2532 West Fullerton Avenue. What is the crossover potential for this? In other words, are you preaching to the choir here? I mean, I even seen the same thing with my book. I mean, how do you cross stuff like this over? How do you cross music like this over? Northern Soul, how do you cross Ralph Soul Jackson's music over? How do you gain a wider audience to this?
I mean, there is a thread. I mean, that's part of the whole thing. I mean, I met Art years ago through, like, the ska and stuff like that, which kind of has a connection to that stuff. And you know, Ralph Soul Jackson had some Northern Soul records that they danced to, and there's all these kind of threads that kind of weave together, and it's sort of the quilt of that. And I mean, I think that's why we're doing the event we are, you know, People's Choice, They Danced All Night, Ralph, Larry and Friends, Ralph's Thing, the food, all of that stuff's kind of trying to bring these people together. And, you know, maybe the net's cast to catch those couple more people. If we put enough people on the raft, you know, that's kind of the...
Well, that's good. And Logan Square is one of the hottest neighborhoods in Chicago.
It's easy to get to, just off the highway and between two train stations. So come on out, you know, bring a little diversity to the neighborhood.
Well, thank you all for coming in. It was fun.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Thank you for having me.
And I will say, trying to get some, you know, musicians and producers and people to come out to this event, everyone I talked to was like, I don't know. And then you'd mention Dave's name. You're like, I love Dave. Aww. I love Dave's book. What can I get there? You know, everyone was happy to. So thank you, Dave, for making it all happen.
Thanks
a lot. You're helping we keep the quilt together there, you know.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Thank you all for listening to Nocturnal Journal, and we'll be back next Saturday night on WGN.